They'll be here way before you get out like that, she said. And somebody who lacked charity might have said she was gloating. Maybe so, I said, and my eye fell on the 2x4. I did not actually say, aha, but I certainly had one of those moments when the light bulb goes on. I picked up the chunk of wood and worried out the old nail. I wedged the head of it into a crack on the point of the stake and placed the point in the center of the dent I had already made. Then, with a significant glance at Samantha, I pounded on the top of the stake as hard as I could. It hurt. I counted 3 splinters in my hand. Ha! Samantha said. It has been said that behind every successful man there is a woman, and by extension we can say that behind every escaping Dexter is a really annoying Samantha, because her happiness at seeing me fail spurred me to new heights of inspiration. I took off my shoe and fitted it over the top of the stake and smacked it experimentally. It didn't hurt nearly as much, and I was sure I could hammer it hard enough to make a hole in the locker's floor. Ha yourself, I said to Samantha. Whatever, she said, and walked back to where she had been sitting in the middle section of the trailer. I went right back to work, pounding on the sole of my shoe with all my strength. I paused after a couple of minutes and looked. The dent had gotten much deeper, and there were signs of stress at the edges. The point of the nail had gone into the metal, and a few more minutes could very well see a small hole. I went back at it with a will. After 2 more minutes, the tone of the thumping seemed to change, and I pulled out the stake and had another look. There was a small hole all the way through, just large enough to see daylight under the trailer. With a little more time and effort, I was sure I could punch through, enlarge the hole, and be on my way. I wiggled the point of the stake back into the opening as far as I could and pounded even harder. I could feel it sinking slowly through, and then suddenly I pounded and the stake dropped several inches. I stopped pounding and began to work the wood back and forth, stretching the metal back, making the hole as big as possible. I worked it and worried it and jammed the stake sideways and even put my shoe back on and kicked at it, and for 20 minutes the metal of the trailer fought back. But at last, I had a way out. I paused for a moment, looking at the hole I had made. I was exhausted and sore and soaked with sweat, but I was one step away from freedom. "I'm out of here," I called to Samantha. "This is your last chance to get away." "Bye-bye," she called back. "Have a nice trip." It seemed a little bit callous after all we had gone through together, but it was probably all I would get from her. "Okay," I said, and I climbed into the locker, pushing my legs down into the hole I had made. My feet touched ground, and I wiggled the rest of me downward. It was a very tight fit, and I felt first my pants and then my shirt catch on the metal edges and tear. I held my arms up above my head and kept wiggling, and in just a moment I was through, sitting on the warm and wet dirt of the Everglades. I could feel it soak through my pants, but it felt wonderful, much better than the floor of the trailer. I took a deep breath. I was free. Around me was the trailer's concrete block foundation, holding it several feet off the ground. There were 2 gaps in it, one of them close by and opposite the trailer's door. I rolled onto my stomach and crawled toward it. And just as my head poked out into the light of day and I began to think I was going to get away, a massive hand came down and grabbed me by the hair. "That's far enough, asshole," a voice snarled at me, and I felt myself lifted almost straight up, with only a short pause to bang my head against the trailer. Through the bright lights bursting in my already painful head, I could see my old friend, the bouncer with the shaved head. He threw me up against the side of the trailer and, as he had when he knocked me out in the refrigerator, he pinned me with a forearm across my throat. Behind him, I could see that the trailer sat in a small clearing, surrounded by the lush vegetation of the Everglades. A canal ran along one side, and mosquitoes hummed and homed in on us happily. Somewhere a bird called, and from a path at the near end of the clearing came Kukarov, the club manager, followed by 2 other nasty-looking men, one of them carrying the insulated lunch bucket and the other a leather tool pouch. "Well, piggy," Kukarov said with a truly awful smile, "where do you think you're going?"